This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling mail from the bulk mail center to the post offices, so you get your mail delivered to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel to their favorite gas stations, your favorite gas station, so you got fuel to go back and forth to work with. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, Parler, Getter, we're on Truth Social, the same way, all as at Captain's America. And then you'll find us on Twitter, too, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, either, where you can hear the show. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can go to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you can hear the show playing there right now. It's on a loop over there from our syndicator, GCM. They have it over there, and you can hear it playing right now. All right. Over to the telephonophony line we go. There's a new word for it, the telephonophony. It's none other than Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
I haven't used that phrase in a long time, but I used to use it every now and then when I was on the air down in Sarasota.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you ready to say the pledge again?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, President Biden is inching closer to forgiving student loans, correct?
That's true, yes.
Now, it's a move that may not only be illegal, but profoundly unfair to hardworking taxpayers, most of whom never went to college. Now, others who did go made sacrifices to pay off their loans and are now deeply resentful that a swath of borrowers may have their debts cleared. Now, we know why President Biden is actually entertaining such a foolish idea to cancel up to $10,000 of debt per borrower. Want to hear?
Yep.
The Washington Post, according to the Washington Post's James Holman and the Bulwark's Charlie Sykes, two Georgia senators, Stacey Abrams and Raphael Warnock, are putting tremendous pressure on the administration to move on the student loan forgiveness. Abrams says it's the only way to get the base to turn out to vote and the only way that she can win in Georgia.
Well, that's just a form of trying to buy votes, I guess.
Of course it is.
Honestly, isn't that an insult to the electorate? Okay, they're not going to understand or care about these problems you're talking to them about, so let's forgive their student loans. It's the only way to get them to come out and vote. That seems kind of insulting. Although the idea of $10,000 forgiveness has also been described, Captain, as a slap in the face to people. They want it to be literally $50,000.
Well,
I mean, it's never enough.
Where does Joe Biden think this groundswell is going to come from? Is it going to come from Minnesota? No. Is it going to come from Wisconsin? No. Is it going to come from Michigan? Nope. Is it going to come from Ohio? No. You know why?
Why is that?
What percentage of people there do you think have college degrees?
That's a good question.
It ain't high. It's not high. A lot of blue-collar working people are there in those states because they didn't go to college.
Well, even so, why is it especially that they want to forgive, quote, student loans? And what about people who work to pay off their student loans? They don't seem to benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
And where does it all end? This is just another way of trying to, they're actually saying it out loud. We're just trying to get the base to turn on. It's always
No. Stacey Bray Abrams is saying something else. Stacey Abrams has been browbeating the White House on this for months and says this is the only way she can win in Georgia and that this is going to be a big base turnout election if they do this.
Yeah, well, again, yeah, there's no pretense any longer. They simply want this because they think it will help them because they mm-hmm. lose on every single issue.
Do you remember me telling you that people are already mad as hell about the stuff that's going on here that they can't seem to grab their hands on, that none of it has anything to do with them? It's all about these other people in the friendly camp of the Democrats, so to speak. You remember I told you that?
Sure.
You think this is going to win any votes for him in that camp? Nope.
No. But it does beg the question, well, what about can we start getting our mortgages forgiven? How about forgiving our rent? What else can we get the government to, quote, forgive for us? Because, you know, people will just ask, and it's a natural question.
Well, Brian Kemp has a record to run on in Georgia, and he's got a good record. Herschel Walker is just a good guy that played football. And everybody I've talked to says, you know, we're willing to give him a chance because Warnock has been a disaster.
Yeah, and how? Yeah.
Yep. And between him and even thinking about Stacey Abrams with the possibility of winding up as the governor, she has aspirations not to be stop at governor. She wants to be president.
Well, she's been president of the world on Star Trek.
Oh, yes. All right, hold that thought. Yeah, folks, remember that one. All right, we'll be right back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, we are going to take it away. Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is famous for their three-week quick start. Still only $19.95, about $1 a day to see if they can get you out of pain and get you back to a quality way of life as well by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Now let me tell you about the ingredients that get this all going. It's turmeric, it's resveratrol, it's icarin, and it's omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, and it'll target the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate the pain at the source. Best part about it, 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And I used to take some stuff that used to make me a little bit dizzy once in a while, used to make my stomach upset once in a while, used to make me tired once in a while, and I was so happy when I could get rid of that stuff so I could get back onto the natural way of doing things. And this will support a healthy response to inflammation and just decrease the discomfort that you're in. So, go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 1995 three-week quick start, because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo.
That's right. Exactly right.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, just signed a nearly $110 billion Freedom First budget. He did it over the weekend, Friday, actually, I believe. And he did it to blunt the impact for Floridians of a Biden-induced recession. Now, he said, and I quote, "Our commitment to freedom has paid off.
Are responsible fiscal policies to put the state in a strong position to make the record investments needed to support growth and opportunity in spite of the reckless fiscal and monetary policies of the Biden administration. Truer words were never spoken, were they?
No, exactly right. And again, part of this as well is attributable to when he was talking about the line item veto that he's able to use. But this is a big deal because it is a Biden-induced recession. Captain, there's really no other way to look at it because the administration, by its action or inaction, we find ourselves in this whole position.
Well, the budget was trimmed by $3.1 billion with the power of the line item veto, and that his veto powder was used very robustly to put Florida in a better position is the understatement of the year, should that recession hit. Now, some of the cuts that were made by the governor's veto included $20 million for two new aircraft for other state officials to use. Tell me that made sense.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Let them pay to get on a plane. Now, $20 million for a new Moffitt Cancer Center, $350 million for a Lake Okeechobee water treatment plant. Those were things that weren't viewed as being life essential at the current time. They were just additions to what they already had. And, of course, the governor criticized President Joe Biden's economic and energy policies, linking them to the nation's record inflation numbers.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think more and more people understand, Captain, that a budgeting at this level is in many ways no different than people budgeting across their kitchen table. They have to see what their means are. They have to project what is the world going to be like with our best guess and then make those adjustments.
Now, here's the key to everything. Florida kept the state open, remember?
Oh, yes.
And the state benefited from the increase in tax revenue that boosted the state surplus to $20 billion as reported in May. And projections indicate that the 2022 to 2023 year will begin with a $16 billion surplus. You can do a lot with that, especially if we have a pretty bad hurricane season.
Well, of course. And this whole idea of recession, I think most Americans, Captain, are really believing that we're in one. We'll get the official word, of course, with the next quarter numbers. But the people out there are beginning, I think, to act as though there is a recession and a major economic problem that we're already starting to experience.
Now, the budget that our governor signed was a 10.4 increase over the current budget and will go into effect July 1st. DeSantis said the budget benefited from an unexpected surplus in tax revenue from a state economy on the rebound, thanks in part to the governor's refusal to lock down businesses and schools.
Well, and the contrasts are stark in terms of how it was all handled and what the aftermath and what the outcome is and what the position is now of Floridians.
Yeah, and of course, we also had $10 million that was given to reinstate the Florida State Guard, where the governor has control of the National Guard, not the national people, and $2.15 million to create an elections law enforcement unit to investigate voter fraud, which I think is very important, and every state should have one.
Well, sure, and these kinds of success stories are very difficult to argue with, especially as we head not only towards the midterms, but as we head towards 2024 at that point.
Now, here's something else that DeSantis said, and I love this one. He said the country would have been a lot better off if when Joe Biden took office, he did absolutely nothing than what he's done so far.
Well, exactly. That's why I was saying through their actions and through their inactions, they could have allowed. You see, when they came into power, Captain, everything was just anti-Trump. We're going to undo everything Trump did simply because Trump did it, not because it was terrible or it was against policy or whatever. They just wanted to get rid of it, even though it was working. And that's the cutting off your nose to spite your face old proverb.
By the way, our governor told the president, Joe Biden, he never takes responsibility for himself. What I would say is, you want to know why your approval ratings are in the toilet? Try looking in the mirror for once.
Well, sure. Sure, and those who are driving the policy of the Biden administration, they're not, this isn't lost on them to a great degree. In some cases it may be, but overall, they're driving to an end game of a different kind of agenda. This is just like phase one, you know, to them. I think that's how they look at it.
Well, it may be phase one, but phase one is going to be one and you're done.
Well, see, that's
what's going to happen.
Well, this is why people have to go out and vote and overwhelm any kind of, there's always fraud in every major election like this, but you have to overwhelm it. And I think people are really going to do that. That's because that critical mass, that important critical mass is now starting to move in that direction where Republicans and Democrats and independents are all angry and they're all going to go out and vote.
Well, I have no doubt in my mind that there's not going to be a big turnout, especially here in Florida, and people aren't going to go out there, and they are going to vote against this president and his policies and everybody that supported him. And I do believe they're going to vote the bums out. They really are, because you ought to see, it's like a campaign hit list that I've seen in some of these walls and some of these candidates' offices, where they got a list up there that they're saying, you don't vote for this person, this person, this person, and then they talk about the reason why, because they supported Joe Biden, they supported all the different things that are costing us all kinds of money right now.
Yeah, well, I heard some interesting analysis earlier about where California is going to sort of suss out in all of this stuff in November. And California may be the one place, Captain, where the Democrats hold or gain some seats, but all over the rest of the country, it's going to be horrible for the Democrats.
Can I just put it the way it is?
Yeah.
The people in California are nuts if they vote for a single Democrat.
Well, exactly.
Nuts.
See, how bad does it have to be to try to get rid of some of the monoparty rule and monoparty representation that California has? But we'll just see how it goes on election night. But don't be surprised if California sort of holds the line.
Yeah, but
everything else changes.
But you live out there. You're making all kinds of money. You refuse to leave because you're doing so well out there, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but
I don't know about that either. I know it's not true.
Yeah, that's right.
If it wasn't for the fact that you got kids that are in school, if you could go, you'd move tomorrow.
Well, maybe so. Well, we do take a look at these things quite seriously.
Because Chris Markowski told me once his kids get out of school up there, he's gone back to Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. A lot of people do have to, they wait for that kind of thing for just those reasons. But there's a lot of people in California who would like things to turn around. The problem is that it gets so ingrained. In fact, watch what happens in the LA mayoral race. You know, if we don't think we'll get someone in the primary, but if Bass gets
them,
I don't know, forget about it.
Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more. Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics out there in California, IA. And don't feel sorry for him. He's here because he wants to be. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Following two recent mass shootings at a supermarket in New York State and an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, the issue of guns and gun laws is becoming a hot topic among lawmakers. President Biden recently delivering an address on the issue, calling for a comprehensive national gun control strategy. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, GOP House Minority Whip Steve Scalise weighs in on the president's speech while calling for a proactive approach.
But what the, and by the way, the president himself went even further and started talking about going after handguns in that same speech. And so immediately pushes everybody in a corner instead of sitting down and saying, why don't we look and see if we can find some telltale signs so that there could be intervention?
The president returned to the White House Sunday after spending the weekend at his beach house in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. Alrighty, and a big special welcome and shout out to WUSX 98.5. Playing our show live and in living color, Seaford, Laurel, Georgetown, Milford, Delaware, in those markets. And we're right up there in George, in Biden's backyard. I love it. I love it. I love it. Right up there in Biden's backyard, just pumping away. So, Joby, I hope you're having a good time listening to the Captain, because we're going to stick it to you every chance we get. Believe me when I tell you. All right. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com, of course, that's Mike Lindell and Company. And he's on a roll. He's really on a roll. He's come up with another great idea to help you save some money and get some great products, too. Time to join the millions of Americans who change their quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing of the MyPillow bed sheets. Those are the fancy Giza sheets. I've got two sets, and boy, are they something. Now, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, the top-of-the-line pillows, the six-piece towel sets, which fit you like a glove. How about that? Even if you're a pretty good size, they'll fit you like a glove. And, of course, the roll-and-go anywhere My Pillows, and a whole bunch more stuff, too.
All you got to do is go over to the radio listeners page at MyPillow.com and click on the promo code Captain. Use the promo code Captain or give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And you'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. So give them a call at 800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain, 800-641-5459. Promo code Captain. And we'll go back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the Biden administration may now try to unravel a very effective part of Trump's legacy with China in a bid, so they say, to tame inflation.
Well, that's right. Here we go again, Captain. They want to start considering a drawdown of the tariffs that were placed on Chinese goods in what they say would combat inflation in the United States.
How is that possible?
Well, you know, this is, sounds more, Captain, like a, hey, what can I do for you, Beijing?
Yeah.
You know, from Joe Biden, more so than I'm helping the American people with inflation.
If you get rid of the tariffs, how does that help inflation?
Well, it forces more. Well, I don't think it really does.
No, it hurts it.
Right, and it also then it actually then draws more people or
more stuff from China in the country.
More stuff from China, exactly.
Yeah.
And where President Trump was dealing from a position of strength and a firm position for negotiation or for trade, you know, trade policy. Here we go. Let's just undo it. You know, this is a desperate maneuver by the Biden administration, but at the same time, it feels more like a reward for Beijing than it does anything else.
Well, from our buddy over at Rasmussen Reports, Scott Rasmussen, he has got all his numbers here for last week, and we're going to read them because this doesn't make a lot of sense with some of the numbers we started out the show with Joe in the 20s in some areas of popularity. But according to Rasmussen, all the polls that are out there, President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating overall of 40%.
Wow. Well, I'm really, really concerned about the 40%, but these are
dismal. I am too when I see numbers down around 26, 25, and 22% with items dealing with the economy. How do you make that up?
Well, sure, but these are dismal numbers. The administration is foundering, and by any metric that you want to use.
Uh-huh. Now, Congress is considering a huge pay increase for federal employees. We talked about it last week. But a plurality of Americans think the government workers are already better off than employees in the private sector and don't deserve any pay raise.
Well, at a time like this, you certainly, the optics of that, at the very least, are very bad. And the president would be able to say, look, I'm going to freeze this right now because people are suffering and we're going to do this and that. I don't even know if he'll do something like that.
Now, I got another answer to the presidential approval rating. The president earned a monthly approval rating in May of 42%, unchanged from April. However, 56% flat out disapproved of his job performance in May. That was also unchanged from April. So he's 14% underwater on the Rasmussen Report's polls.
Captain, to be a fly on the wall in the great halls of power of the Democrat Party elite.
You mean the bathroom?
Well, right, the cloakroom or something. Or yeah. That's right, the restroom. But, you know, they see that, I mean, everything is just bad. It's crumbling. And so I think that you will hear, if you were that fly on the wall, you'd hear about the idea of, well, you know, what about the 25th Amendment? What about Joe Biden? He doesn't, he needs to step down because of his health or something like that. They'll come up with some kind of story like that. But believe me, they're worried about what does the next 2 years look like with Joe Biden at the helm.
Now, I got an email yesterday from Lori up in Atlanta, and she was talking about the red flag laws, and she said, Captain, is it true that people are supporting the red flag laws to help prevent these tragedies that we're now seeing. Well, Lori, the answer is yes, and here's how I'm going to answer this. Again, this is from the Rasmussen Report's poll. Mental health problems are now seen as a leading factor in mass shootings by young men. Not the guns, mental health problems. And voters overwhelmingly support so-called red flag laws to help prevent such tragedies. That is a fact. So she's right. She got her question answered. And what do you think?
Well, I do think you'll hear more and more about that. I think that's going to be one of the focal points. But, you know, Captain, you've got these shootings that are occurring, and people ask, I think, real legitimate questions as to why they are. But especially in our education system and in our society, Captain, when you tell people that they came from goo, that they're unloved, that nothing really matters, and that they're just some kind of animal, what do you expect? And I think what needs to happen is we need to have a real revolution mm-hmm. in how we approach education in this country and just in our society in general, to make these kids understand mm-hmm. that they're not these things. They are special.
Frank Silvato is coming on in hour number 4 of the 5 o'clock hour, locally, or I mean my local time, 5 o'clock, but hour number 4 of the show. And we're going to be talking in particular about Chicago and why they keep having all these shootings there. Folks, it's gang related.
That is true. That's right. So these things are inculcated, unfortunately, and if it wasn't with the guns, it would be, remember the old opening to Adam 12, chains and
knives. Whatever, Charles. See the woman.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, but they would have any kind of weapon they can get, you know, and in the olden days, they call it a rumble. I mean, this is inculcated into their, to a gang culture, and we also have to address that. So it's gun violence nowadays, which takes the lead on that.
And Republicans, I don't want you to take anything for granted, those that are listening to me or those that are supporting anybody but anybody that voted for Joe Biden or supports anything he stands for. Because even though you're 8 points ahead in your bid to recapture control of the Congress, you have to act like you're 8 points behind and work as hard as you can to get your people and people of like-minded thoughts elected to office. It's not going to happen automatically. You got to get out there, you got to work for it, and you got to just go for the gusto.
That's right. You got to tell them what you're going to do. Here's what we promise, kind of like the contract with America, and then deliver it without any holding back. If they do that, it sets up for 2024 like you wouldn't believe.
Yep. I am all for the contract with America coming up with something like that.
Well, yeah, because it's very plain. It's a plain way of saying, "This elect us, elect me, this is what we're going to do, this is what I'm going to do, and you can hold me to it. If I don't do it, vote me out. But gosh darn it, this is the kind of thing we need right now."
Yeah, buddy. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. We haven't heard from her in a while, so we might as well hear from her right now. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
There goes Angus down the ramp again, and we are talking, myself and Kyle Warren, about the weather across the country, brought to you by the Pilots and Blind Jays nearest you, largest truck stop chain in the country. Happy to have them aboard as a sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Mr. Kyle, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. That special weather statement that we talked about last hour from Idaho Falls down to about Pocatello, that's all now moving west. It's now west of Arco, which is also near U.S. Highway 93. And basically what we're looking at there is we're looking at several strong thunderstorms that can impact that region. This is now going to be sort of in south-central Idaho. They're looking at, again, winds in excess of some 40 miles per hour, and now pea-sized hail in that area. So please be careful if you're traveling in that area. Again, now this has moved west from Idaho Falls. Up in Montana, right near Missoula, a little bit north now of Missoula, the rain has moved on above I-90. It's still to the east now of Helena. We've also got rain falling near West Yellowstone and now west of Idaho Falls as well. We've got some rain on the map. We do have also that rain on I-90 as you come out east of Gillette heading towards South Dakota. Rain coming across the interstate as you cross the border over into South Dakota. So be careful out there.
Now, folks, we've got severe thunderstorms capable of producing large hail, intense damaging winds, a few tornadoes, and flooding possible overnight across parts of the Great Plains. And elsewhere, thunderstorms and locally heavy rainfall could result in flooding over eastern Washington, Oregon, northern Idaho, where the flood watches are currently in effect. Now, we do have a flood watch right down the Red River from the, and it is on the river, I might add, from Canada all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. So be advised of that, which means the river's up again. And then up there along the northernmost part of Minnesota, right up there on the Canadian border, west of Duluth, you have got floods up there in the lower lying areas. But what we've been watching here all night long is what has the potential for some really severe weather across Oklahoma, because from about El Reno all the way east on I-40 to I-44 and then up to the Missouri line and right there at Joplin, you've got some scattered severe thunderstorms and heavy rain and flooding, flash flooding, all the way up into Joplin and then about 40 miles north of Joplin up in Missouri. And then up in Kansas, it's about 40 miles deep in Kansas and goes right across the central part, I-35. If you take an I-35, you'll be in it for about 75 miles or so. The intense flooding that is going on up there, especially in the low-lying areas. And this has been going on all day and all night, so it's not going to be going away anytime soon. Now, if you're going down to Laredo, make sure you got your radiators right. The temperature from San Antonio to Laredo today will run between 101 to 109 degrees. And obviously everybody's going to be running with their air conditioners on, leaving their trucks running. But you want to make sure your radiator is right before you go down into that weather and tax the heck out of your system and all of a sudden you don't have air or you don't have an air conditioner, one or the other. So make sure you got your radiators full and your overflows full and ready to go. Now, we do have some weather down along the southwestern Gulf of Mexico from down below Brownsville on up to about Corpus Christi, and it's a little bit of wind that we got in there making it a little bit rough along the edges. That's about it at the moment. And other than that, there's not really a whole heck of a lot of stuff to bother you anywhere else in the country except for that one area of Oklahoma and Kansas and Missouri right there around Joplin on I-44, so be careful. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And hopefully they'll go there and they'll listen to what you have to say because you have a lot of great things to say, right?
Well, thank you, Captain. I appreciate it.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And it's always a great day in the neighborhood. And by the way, tonight, It's been an interesting occurrence for us, certainly, with everything that's been going on here. And we're going to get started with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What caught your fancy yesterday?
Well, the fact that the House has decided that they think it's going to be a good idea to put their January 6th report on national television.
Well, more and more people are getting madder and madder and madder at the Democrats about this and other things, and I don't see where it's helping them at all.
Well, I mean, you may not, but they think it is, and, you know, they're doing pretty much everything that they can to destroy not just anything Donald Trump, but anything Republican.
Yeah, and so, it's not going to happen. They've got enough people mad. Here's why. The polling, all the polling data shows the number one issue is inflation and your wallet. And the top three issues are all money-related, and the Democrats are doing nothing about them.
Well, Biden has said he can't do anything.
He's a liar.
He has said that.
He's a liar.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, he truly feels that way because he's been told that by his advisors. Mm-hmm. And so he went to the beach for the weekend.
And he's a liar, and they're all liars. How do you like that?
Hey.
Yep, and I can prove it. I can prove it because I know what can be done because we saw it done under Donald Trump, for God's sake. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. The plan is there if they want to use it, but they don't want to use it.
Also think, too, that it's time for some of these corporations to begin to defy the federal government.
You bet.
I have said that for a while with people that I've interviewed on my own radio show, and that necessarily includes, by the way, the fact that these oil companies, I think, are, you know, I don't think they're doing enough. I mean, there's...
All right.
I were them, I'd be drilling.
Hold that thought, folks. It sounds like a case for what Frank Savalo and I are going to be talking about in hour number four. It's called state nullification. Get some of these states awake. We'll tell you what we're talking about when I come back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.